This is your announcer, Shannon St. Mainframe, welcoming you to our IPA Livecast. There's been a rash of drownings and shark sightings at New York beaches lately. Rob, I'm really worried. What if a shark eats you and gets food poisoning from your holodecks? The last thing we need is the beach getting shut down because of shark diarrhea. Please, Rob, be careful. Our IP Livecast starts now.
I appreciate the concern, Shannon. Thank you. Welcome to our IP Livecast. It's Rob, here with Sid and Darren on Saturday, July 13th. And we're on an hour earlier than we were typically on. And to me, it feels like we're on 7 hours earlier than we typically are.
Really?
I don't know. I don't feel as awake as I do an hour from now for some reason.
I was feeling the same way, but I'm a late riser. You are not. I thought you'd be fine with it.
Yeah, it's true. It's just I feel like my brain isn't on yet, but let's run with it, baby. Let's see if
we notice a difference, Derek.
Yeah, okay. Let's see if he calls Kamala Harris Vice President Trump.
Oh, no.
So what would be the metal analogy to that?
He calls Gary Sharon Sammy Hagar? I don't
yeah,
know.
That's good.
Oh, brother. But yes, what Darren's talking about is Biden was at the, what was it, like a G?
No, the Trump thing was at his big boy press conference.
Yeah. He gave a 1 hour press conference.
Yeah.
But all before, by himself.
Yeah. Before that was a NATO conference. That's where he called Zelensky President Putin.
That was earlier in the day. Oh, so he was just on fire.
Uh-huh.
Literally. His brain's melting.
So that was a wonderful day. There's been so many memes with Joe Biden. It's pretty wonderful to have a president that cares about internet culture so much to constantly be creating content.
It's a good guy.
That gets recirculated in comedic form.
I'll say with all the new stuff that's come out, when was the last time any of us thought about him smelling a woman's hair?
That's true.
That feels like 50 years ago.
Or Trump. Like, when's the last time someone's thought about a Trump flub? You know, like, Trump has been, Darren and I were talking about this offline. Like, he's smartly, like, taking a step back and just give Biden the stage and make a fool of himself.
Somebody somewhere in that team got in his ear and somehow convinced the most impulsive person on the planet to just shut the fuck up and let Joe Biden implode on himself.
Yeah.
Whoever that guy is probably should get a triple salary and a lifetime pension from Trump, because I don't know how you do that.
But now the RNC is coming up this week, so that silence is about to end again.
We'll see how they attack it. Well, here's the Biden clip really quickly.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president. So let's start there. Number one.
Did he mean Ivanka?
No, what he's saying is that Donald Trump has transitioned.
Oh.
And after transitioning, the Donald is now vice president.
So so we you know.
No. Wait, so he already did this?
Well, here's Vice President Trump, she, her.
A Photoshop, I suppose, or an AI. Who does that look like? That looks like someone.
Whose hair is that? Yeah, I can't. Because it's like his hair, if his hair was run through a filter to be women's hair or something.
The hair
like
is
that.
Perfect. The hair is still Trumpian. Yeah.
It's like some lady from like the Food Network.
It's so good. It's I think this is just like a face too. Like you put a male face in it.
Yeah, but I'm saying it looks like someone.
That's horrifying.
Which is brutal.
No, that's
the first photo we're looking at is just a feminized. It looks like the official presidential photo of Trump feminized. Mm-hmm. And so the suit is turned into a dress and his hair is a little shoulder length and very scruffy. Like he needs a conditioning.
Donald Trump would have made a hot chick, I guess. I didn't realize, but
in a way,
like,
right?
This lady looks like she could have gotten it back in the day.
Yeah, she really does.
Show the one with Kamala and Zelensky together.
Oh no,
with that joke.
Oh yes. Well, give me a moment to cue up that clip.
Okay.
But
it was just a still photo. Just should I just give the joke away, or do you want to wait for the?
Oh, I was going to do the audio of him calling Zelensky Putin.
Oh, I see.
At least with that one, he corrected himself almost immediately. With the Vice President Trumpy, I guess he just let that one go.
He had to. They would have shot him on sight. Like actual Ukrainians in the room.
Here we go.
Now I want to hand it over to the President of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin.
You hear the...
You're going to beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I just think that just kind of shows like how these are just interchangeable like checkers to these people. Like they just think, you know, it doesn't matter who the president of Ukraine is. It's just we're doing this bullshit. Like for NATO or whatever, who the countries change all the time, but he's so slow he can't process.
I agree with you, but I think this is just him being old.
Yeah,
it's my mom calling me by my dad's name.
Which
she does all the time.
I'm saying it's a combination. I'm saying now because of his slow processing power, he can't keep track of what's the good country and what's the bad country.
It's so accelerating, and it's pretty fascinating how there's people. Like the defense is like so,
and I think I might have said this last week, but I don't think that the rapid decline is the issue for me. Like to me, and I think I said this to Rob privately. If he had spent the last 4 years doing like Medicare for all and ending wars and raising the minimum wage and all this shit, and he was making all these same gaffes and stuff, I wouldn't give a shit. I would fucking run out and vote for him again. He's got a team, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
The thing is, it's his disgusting policy. Like he, it's the same thing. He has a team that will help him do all this stuff. To me, it's completely, well, it's not completely irrelevant. I'd rather he be there.
Yeah.
But I feel like a more competent Biden is going to do worse damage than maybe we have a chance that he'll like forget to do something horrible, you know?
So then he has your vote, you're saying?
No. I'm saying this is the preferable of two horrible situations.
Okay. All right. That's progress. I'll take that.
I don't care. There's nothing he could do. He could do that whole list of things I just said. I still wouldn't vote for him. It's you can't like mow down 20,000 children and I get my vote. It's just not happening. It's over. It's Jover.
But also, you didn't want to vote for him last time before he killed 20,000 children. So,
well, because really he matter. Killed a million people in Iraq, you know, threw tens of millions of black people in prison unfairly. How many? He's been doing this for 50 years. He's been doing this for 50 years.
Am I still here?
Oh,
I don't know what that was.
What are you, Joe Biden? Are you still here?
Robert,
yes, Joe. Yes, Joe, you're still here.
Oh, you're no, something big happened boy. To my...
I hear you.
Oh, I see.
Is it the DNC unplugging your microphone?
Yeah, this was Hillary Clinton trying to Seth Rich me for trying to...
trying oh, to no.
Wow, don't I haven't heard that name in a minute.
Before
there's a reason for that. He can't speak up.
Anybody seen Seth Richie?
I do want to play the best meme to come out of this whole debacle.
Oh, dear.
And it is, of course, from one of the Asian countries. I can't say which one, so I'm not going
to
be
You can't say because they're all the same to you or because you're forbidden for some reason?
And Noah.
Neither. Jeez Louise.
There it is.
Shut up the Taco Bell.
Oh, no, that's it's an auto-tune edit of the debate between Biden and Trump, and it's pretty fascinating. It's kind of charming in a way here.
Oh.
I need translation.
It doesn't matter. It's so beautiful.
Of course it matters.
Is this like some popular song in China or something?
I have no idea. I just love it.
Or are they?
It's so calming.
You should make that your ringtone, Rob.
I should. No one would know. No one would know what it is.
Like Joe Biden looks like one of those like Hong Kong movie villains.
Yeah, I could see it.
Like Pai Mei. Oh, he just have to grow his beard out.
Like a really long fingernail.
Yeah. He just walks around like this. You put this as your Spotify pick.
Yeah.
It's just this meme kept popping up on my timeline, and every time I listened to it, I liked it a little more.
She way on. It's very, very satisfying.
Yeah, it's a really good melody.
I'm assuming this is some like Chinese popular song, and
yeah,
and they just put these guys singing it. It would be better if they just stopped because you can't remember the lyrics in the middle of it.
You see who I'm standing next to? I'm standing next to this guy, can't even sing She Wei Hi Hey. This is terrible. Terrible. You want this running the country for 4 years?
It really tells you where the state of the Democratic Party, where Kamala Harris feels like the smart pick. Like that to me, you know?
I don't know if I
hard disagree.
That's any smarter.
She has the same cognition as Joe Biden, but it's from wine. It's from drinking wine 8 hours a day.
So you guys think he should stay in? Like if you're one of the people that Joe Biden trusts.
Well, define should. I mean, what if morally no?
Well, like you're
he should drop out for other reasons.
Right. No. I'm not talking about morals here. I'm saying you're a DNC strategist. You're the head DNC strategist, and they're coming to you. What do we do to make sure Trump doesn't win? Like, Trump is the dawn of the end of the world, according to some Democrats. So Democrats are really desperate to win this election.
I got an answer. Ready? Run somebody good.
Who?
Anybody. Anyone who...
Well, you're the DNC head strategist. You make this decision.
Deuce, you have 4 months. Let's say you have 2 months to do due diligence. At the convention, let everybody present their policy platform. Any politician in Washington is welcome to come. If they just have a vetting process, and then they get their 20 minutes each to go on the stage at the convention, present a policy platform, and we vote on the best one.
This isn't we. Who is we?
The DNC. The DNC. So this will never happen.
Yeah. Well, even if it did, it wouldn't be someone you, Darren, would actually like that would win that vote.
Listen, I'm not putting any asterisks on. I'm saying you said I'm the head of the DNC.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to beat Trump.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I wanted to beat Trump, I would select someone who will do things that will help voters. That's not their real goal, though. They don't give a shit about beating Trump. They give a shit about staying in power and doing horrible things. So to me, I think if their choice is between doing good things for actual voters and losing, they will take an L. They will happily take an L and let Trump be in office. And this is all cynical. It's like they don't give a fuck about Trump. Trump does 90% of the things they want anyway. I think they can fundraise against Trump. They don't care. They'll be in a good position if Trump wins. They'll be in a better position if they win, but they're not going to sacrifice all that donor money, by doing good things for people that the donors don't want.
Mm-hmm. Well, on the topic of the donor money, there's a big, big bank account full of donations for the Biden-Harris presidential fund. And the thing is, if Biden doesn't run, one of the fears is that this big stockpile of money would have to be refunded.
Well, no, wouldn't it go to Kamala if she's the nominee?
Exactly, because it's the Biden-Harris fund, so the argument could be it was also So if he were to be replaced, logistically speaking and financially speaking, the only person that it can be is Kamala.
Which, is that true?
Yeah.
Unless they want to start almost.
I mean, they'd have to start fundraising from scratch. Money. Yeah. No, or saying, or I mean, they could try not doing that. They could try still using the money, but they would be exposed to a lot of lawsuits.
Right. But that's still an open legal question. Like, I don't know. I don't know that that's as cut and dried as we're saying it is my point. Mm. I mean, I feel like there's a battle. They're willing to try to the camp that is trying to replace Joe Biden and not with Kamala Harris is arguing somehow that money should go to somebody else. So I think that it's not that cut and dry that it would just have to go to Kamala Harris. But or Joe Biden, but I could be wrong about that. They seem to think they can get away with doing that, right?
I don't know. I'm honestly not I'm not certain of such a thing. But okay. If it is Kamala, I'm excited because much like Joe Biden and Trump, Kamala is a meme machine.
Yes, that's true.
And I do want to, there's a wonderful thread to catch us up on Kamala and some of her greatest quotes. And I wanted to kind of go through a few of them until we just want to poke our eyes out.
Okay.
So let's start with this one.
You think you just fell out of a coconut tree? You exist in the context.
That cackle.
Of all in which you live and what came before you.
Boom.
I don't know what that that's a little too out of context for me to know if that's funny or not.
Yeah.
That's one of her most iconic quotes.
I would imagine if you just told me someone said that in politics, I would have thought it was Trump.
I don't know who she's talking to, what she's talking about.
I think it's like people who don't understand they don't understand the history of like their present situation is the only situation that ever exists. But she's so ineloquent. I don't know. She just can't. She just formulate like sentences. Almost.
You think you just fell out of a coconut tree? No. You exist in the context of all in which you live and what came before you.
That's so deep.
I'm ready for our first wine mom president. I'll tell you what.
I am not. Round and round. Oh, that's not how it goes.
Isn't it? What do you mean?
It's how the tune. It's the tune.
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
Yeah.
This is her clapping to people protesting her. Well, not really good for an audio format.
I love good news. Love good news. I just love good news.
This is okay. There she might actually be drunk. This one looks old. She looks very young in this one. When is this from?
I'm not sure.
Good news. Love good news. I just love good news.
You're right. This definitely looks when she's
that
like
almost
a
looks like a different person.
So you have the very funny clip when she called Joe Biden a segregationist at the debate before.
I can cue it up, but I don't think it's in this thread.
And as always, Wakanda forever. Paid for by Kamala Harris. And as.
What was that for?
That must have been from Jimmy Kimmel or some bullshit.
Yeah, it was just some bit.
I like it. Yes! This is the song of the summer, okay?
Oh my God!
They're at the Stonewall Inn.
54 years, an standing right here. We fought for our rights. Unbelievable.
Tell us lead singer of Devo.
Optimistic about this.
And if she was if she was the DA, then all of them would have been thrown in prison.
Yeah.
Here, this is a great moment. Andy Cohen asks her for a moment of inspiration. Let's see if she could be up to the task.
Tell us something that we can be optimistic about this Pride season.
We are all in this together.
Okay. That's not
optimistic. We are fighting for the ideals of our country. We believe in its promise of equality and freedom. We are not going to be deterred. We are not going to tire. We're not going to throw up our hands. We're going to roll up our sleeves.
To me, Stonewall means strength in numbers.
She can't wait to
every
do that.
Time you put a rock on that wall, we become stronger and That's stronger right. and stronger. And you put your rock here today. Aww. Thank you.
Well, he had to finish the moment for her because she couldn't get an applause break out of it.
Right. Please clap. Jeb Bush.
I see our college students. And let me just tell you, I love Gen Z. I don't know if something, you know, I love Gen Z. So, okay, for the older adults, this is going to be a humbling thing I'm about to share with you. If someone is 18 years old today, they were born in 2005. Oh, yeah, check that out. Think about that for
math
a minute.
Math people. Big time math.
What was the issue there?
She's just being relatable. That's actually one of her more endearing ones.
I don't even understand what was interesting about that one.
What's interesting is how interesting she thought that was.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, there's a lot of dead air. Like when she talks, like there's an applause break and like nobody knows what she just said. Yeah. So like nobody applauds. I'm telling you, if I came from another planet and I didn't know that people lose their minds when they get older, I would think she and Joe Biden are on the same wavelength. Same wavelength. Yeah, like the same thing is wrong with their brain. And
so
it's
is
not.
It just
it's different.
Is it just from spending 4 years with him? Or is he like that from spending 4 years with her? Have they even spent 4 years together?
No. I think she's heavily medicated and heavily sedated.
Agreed.
Sedated? She seems a little too high energy in some of those clips. I don't know about sedated. She's awake.
She seems like a disassociated. Her mind is somewhere else.
I think she's just like Trump. I think she's like very good. What she's good at is political schmoozing. And what she's very bad at is thinking. She's not
an emotion.
She's not a smart person. She's a very good at one thing, which is she's a social, like not a social climber.
It's so funny that you say this because I was just talking to my mother about politics and she read Kamala to filth. She basically said, "Oh, that laugh."
My mom says the same exact fucking thing.
She's like, "You know what that is? That when a woman laughs like that, it's because she has nothing to say." She's just laughing to kill the dead air. It's like, I love my mom's internal misogyny. She's a dumb woman.
Yep, she took it to a sexist level. I wouldn't go there. Yeah.
My mom says that and then immediately is like, that Gavin Newsom, though.
Oh.
Very charming. She loves her some Gavin Newsom.
Gavin Newsom is a gender palette swap of Kamala Harris.
And it's so funny to like your mom probably sees Gavin Newsom the way you would see like a punk band that you had just discovered that not a lot of people know about.
She's like,
a lot of people don't know about this guy, he's going to be the next guy. Like, you got to check him out. Everyone, check out Gavin Newsom.
But none of the babushkas in the knitting circle know about Gavin Newsom. So it's definitely
true. She has to spread the word. She's the hipster. She's the political hipster.
She has old demos.
I want to play one more Kamala clip. This isn't mocking Kamala. This just exposes how fucking batshit insane Drew Barrymore is. And I love how... I love the vibe that Drew Barrymore is on.
About disassociating.
Yes, I wanna
medicated.
Darren, I wanna warn you if you haven't seen this. This is immensely cringy. So
I feel like I've seen this. So Darren must have.
Okay. Because this is one of the greatest clips of all time.
I've been thinking that we really all need a tremendous hug in the world right now.
Yeah.
But in our country. We need you to be Mamala of the country.
Look at her face!
Now I'm thinking we may play this on the show, because I remember laughing about this. She wants to murder Drew Barrymore right now.
Question. Is this more or less cringy than Mary J. Blige singing at Hillary Clinton? Because it seems like a color-swapped version of the same fucking thing, right? Right?
Yeah. But that was more, I think that was worse because it was more pompous. Like, this is a one-liner, but it's still bad. Don't get me wrong.
I just felt bad for Mary J. Here, I feel bad for both of these people, but
yeah,
also myself.
Dude, I got a question.
So explain this to me. Oh, okay, here we go.
Does she know what Mamala means, like in Yiddish? Like Mamala,
I don't even know if Drew Barrymore knows what she's saying.
Yeah.
Or is
she just inserted mom into the word?
I think she was just making a pun. I don't think there was any double meaning. Here's the Mary J.
If an officer stops you,
hands down,
always be polite.
and never ever run away.
You know why this is worse? What? No one is feeling awkward in this moment. Everyone feels like this is a powerful moment. Oh, at least in that other one, Kamala had
Kamala, of these four, Kamala is the most human, is what you're saying?
Wow. Yes. That, like, that is how she is. She is power walking her way to the top by being less worse than everyone around her.
I don't agree about Hillary Clinton. I think this is like really awkward for her, and she has to sit there with a stone face and be like, I really want to Seth Rich this woman right now. Let's
see. Promise Mama you'll keep your hands inside.
Promise Mama.
Oh no.
Did you say Mama?
Is it your hands inside?
Hold on. Start over.
Rob,
an officer, stop.
Sorry, go ahead.
I love that they have to write, it must pain them to write Secretary Hillary Clinton, and I can't write President Hillary Clinton. Every letter of that word must have felt like arthritis typing that.
Well, this was still before the election happened, so she couldn't have been president yet.
Was it?
Or I think
it,
so,
this
yeah.
Is this recent. Is, this isn't recent?
No. That's from 2016.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, 2016.
Okay. I thought.
Do you think Mary J. Blige would have wasted her time singing to Hillary Clinton after Trump?
Yes! No. Worship, the celebrities worship Hillary Clinton.
Mary J. doesn't have time for that drama.
I don't know, man. If you're willing to debase yourself to do that, why
would she thought Hillary was going to be the president, though. She thought she had something to gain.
I think everyone who wanted Hillary Clinton to be the president that fucking bad now thinks she was the fucking president. And Russians stopped it.
Well.
Let's see.
If an officer stops you.
Oh, man.
What is she doing?
Always be polite. And never ever run away. Promise Mama you'll keep your hands inside. Is it a gun? Is it a knife? Is it a wallet? This is your life. It ain't no secret. It ain't no secret.
Hillary's already over
it. Secret, my friend. You can get killed just for living in. Your American skin.
I got a question. So does she think that Hillary Clinton, who's married to the guy that signed Joe Biden's crime bill, was going to rectify like police brutality in the United States? Like Hillary Clinton wouldn't have been hyper militarizing the cops and causing all these like people to get thrown in jail for no reason? Does she think that?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Here's the best part too.
What a waste of talent.
This edit has music under it, but when they were in the room,
there was
no music. So this was even more awkward.
She said, fuck a beat. I'll go a cappella.
Oh, Mary.
She's just Mary, just Mary, just Mary.
Don't do
never that. Never
she's
listen.
She's just Mary, just Mary. Oh.
Never listen to the political beliefs of your artistic idols. It's usually usually depressing. Roger Waters exception.
Although he's been getting some heat lately.
I mean, when does he not get heat?
I mean, but you're saying like legitimate heat or something like just the usual bullshit?
No, just the usual. Well, because he's talking about Palestine.
I thought you meant he did something. He actually said something bad that I would consider.
Yeah, he did. He did say something bad, which is he said, I'm releasing a re-recorded version of Dark Side of the Moon. And here, I mean, I guess you don't have to listen to it, but
right.
He did put it out in the world. And I think it's,
how's it doing?
I don't think I even made it through the whole thing.
Can we check the adult contemporary charts and see how it's doing?
I think
it's definitely not contemporary.
It's adult. That's why I use that.
Are you glad there's fewer people in Gaza that have to listen to that song? Is that how bad it is? Is that how bad it is, Rob? No.
No.
Are you happy for Joe Biden that he won't know what he's listening to if he hears that album?
Oh my God.
I'm surprised. I'm genuinely surprised he's still in it. I really thought he would drop out by now. And I'm, it's at the point now where I just don't think he will.
Yeah. Why would he drop out? The guy's like a, the one thing he lives for is to be like a craven, like political, you know, servant to power. He finally got this seat, you know, that he's been lusting after for 50 years. He's just going to go away. Like there's still a, I know he's losing his mind. There's still enough Joe Biden there to be like, fuck you. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not saying that he won't, they won't find a way to like dirty trick him to get him out. But I mean, he ain't going to leave on his own though.
The other thing to think about, like if it's just about beating Trump,
right?
In 2020, the gap in support among Democratic voters between Kamala and Joe Biden was massive. Mm-hmm. Like her primary attempt was dead before it even fucking started. It was, right. She like did horribly.
Zero so delegates.
Even if Biden's popularity, let's say he's like among the base, 10% worse than he was then. Has she improved at all in the last 4 years in terms of her favorability? So he still probably would do better than her against Trump.
Right.
Even now.
I guess.
I agree. But I think the people who want to replace Joe Biden are the ones who don't want her either. Like they want to find some.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That I think is definitely not happening. So I think those are the two choices at this point. And
yeah, I think within the range of people that are shitty enough for the DNC to pick to replace Joe Biden, none of them are going to win.
Yeah.
At this late date, maybe if they had a whole campaign to do whatever, they're all going to be like sort of tarnished with the stink of Joe Biden and having a terrible presidency. So I don't think any of them will win. But again, I thought there was no chance that a right wing authoritarian corpse propped up in 2020 would be Trump, and I was wrong. So maybe I'm wrong again.
All this is very hard and depressing to predict.
In the interest of equal time, I want to play a few Trump clips from a few weeks ago that we never got to because Biden was so dominating the news. Here's one about Trump, about all the wounds he's taken. And I want to be clear, this is pre-debate. This is before the debate, this clip.
Yeah, he ain't talking after that.
Yeah, June 22nd.
And I have the wounds all over my body. If I took this shirt off, you'd see a beautiful, beautiful
Please person. Don't.
But you'd see wounds all over me. I've taken a lot of wounds, I can tell you. More than I suspect any president ever.
I've taken all the ones who got shot.
Can I just, it seems like since he's been president, now that since he's not been president, he talks to the audience in a way that he didn't before, which sounds like he's talking to a baby. You ever hear that?
Think he always did that?
I think it's, maybe to some extent, but I feel like it's just so exaggerated. It's like he's reading Green Eggs and Ham to the audience. I've taken a lot of wounds. So many wounds.
Do we like the wounds?
We like the
wounds. Nobody's taking more wounds than me.
I think it's just like now with these audiences, he probably feels like a comedian who's too popular and like they're going to laugh at my jokes no matter what I say. This isn't even interesting anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, he's over it.
Yeah.
You could look at his face.
Over it. Challenge.
And one more little Trump clip to move us along here.
And my stupid people, when I wanted to refute it, they said, sir, don't dignify it with a refuttal. Refutal or a refuttal?
What
the hell word would that be? Refuttal? What they'll say? He didn't know refuttal or refutal, but they don't know either.
What?
None of the above.
Sir, it should not be dignified, sir. I say, well, refutal might feel like that. An That's the worst thing you could probably say to me would be that. He said, sir, in my stupid
That's
people.
That's the clip.
That's how refutal.
This is how bad Joe Biden is doing that this person is seen as the more competent of the two.
Well, or not more competent,
more aware, more awake of the two, let's say.
I think it's just with Trump, we're used to everything. We're still surprised by Biden stuff sometimes. With Trump, there's nothing he could do to surprise us.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think Trump standing on that stage next to Biden looks like FDR by comparison. And it just not saying anything good
you
about
mean he's
Trump.
He's in a wheelchair?
Yeah. He's just that. Biden's just that fucking bad. It's just that you stand next to that guy. I mean, Trump gets complete ascends at least. I mean, this is the low bar that we're dealing with.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah. It's going to be great. We're all doing great. Everything's going to be awesome.
It'll be fine.
I mean, we will.
We'll be fine.
Yeah.
With the three of us specifically and no one else.
Yeah.
I just think the world will be horrible no matter which one of these guys wins. I don't think it
more so or just the same level of horrible.
I think we're on a downward spiral in our society and our economy that is unstoppable at this point, unless there's like radical changes. And I don't think which one of these guys wins is going to matter that all that much. It'll matter in like little specific ways, and some good and some less worse with one guy and some other aspects less worse with the other guy. And it really doesn't matter because what's driving this country and world to be shitty is not limited to the president. So I think they're there to serve the people who are making the world shitty, and they will both do that faithfully.
Well, there could be something even worse than that. And that would be buying
Mary woke. J. Blige singing. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it would be buying woke, and you don't want to buy woke. Which is why there's a new website that helps you navigate the complicated woke world of the internet. And it's called buywokefree.com. Enter promo code Rob. No promo code.
I've been waiting for this.
We wanted to talk about this for a while, but there's a new website out there that helps people avoid woke products. Here's their pitch. Here's their big reel to get investors and such.
Can't wait.
Done with woke ideology being shoved in your face? We're tired of woke companies destroying America, pandering to the radical left, destroying free market, creating corporate tyranny, making merit meaningless, but we believe it can change. We believe consumers deserve the right to choose brands that align with their values. Buy Woke Free is the only site that reads brand on wokeness and helps you find alternatives. Liberate yourself from the corporate woke hold. Discover and support companies who respect your freedom.
Pause now, please. I want to see what these companies are.
No, they go by in 1/8 of a second. Sorry.
Who
are shit nobody's ever bought before.
You've never heard of Based Mode Coffee Company?
No.
No. They're what too woke for me.
Are these there's like diners and cafes in this one town? Like, what is this?
Pure Indian food. Well,
they're so woke, they're off the electromagnetic spectrum, and you can't even see
that. Yeah, the range of, like, liberating
yourself.
Also, wait,
Tesla? Tesla is a woke company?
Yeah, because
we're
going
to get to it.
Because they're in the anti-fossil fuels. Fucking Elon Musk leftist. Classic leftist.
Buy woke free. So then there's the website.
And they use the black power symbol.
Yeah, of course.
By the way.
And so here's the website.
Oh,
it's
boy.
Basically like how woke is that?
Oh my god.
You can essentially
Raytheon.
Search a
what?
It's like a
Lockheed
like
Martin is woke?
Well, no, they win.
It's a meter. It's like Rotten Tomatoes
okay.
or Yelp. Yeah, you can look up any company and they'll tell you how woke it is. So as you can see here, Coca-Cola is listed as extremely woke, but Tesla is only mildly woke.
Oh, okay.
Here, let's see why Tesla is mildly woke. Let's see if it's
electric cars.
That's a lot of text.
Financial contributions to progressive causes, DEI policies, free speech policy, support for LGBTQ initiatives is woke.
Wait, free speech is woke?
By the way, well, did you see Walmart is extremely woke?
I yeah, that's a surprising one.
Woke, but they still hate workers, so it's okay.
Yeah, they might not pay their workers, but they'll respect their pronouns, those bastards.
Right, exactly.
Let's see, how woke is Lockheed Martin?
Okay.
Can we do like a sort by like least woke to most woke?
Yes. Well, there's woke free brands.
Lockheed with two E's, Rob.
Oh, I see.
That's surprising that it wouldn't figure out what you meant.
Though. Wow, Lockheed Martin, extremely woke. Yeah. Because they will kill anyone on the gender spectrum.
Right.
Any race.
They should have tailored their bombs to only kill gay people.
Oh, but they have diversity training, so
ah, that's what, they don't want to get sued, so they're woke.
Their HR person says that 1 hour a year everybody has to watch a webinar, so that means they're extremely woke.
They're woke.
Is the CIA woke then? Because they do all this diversity stuff. Like they, I've always seen these CIA commercials, and like we, you know, hire Latina, you know, powerful women and stuff.
This is the most insane paragraph. Lockheed Martin shows support for LGBTQ plus initiatives, consistently scoring high on the Human Rights Campaign's Corporate Equality Index. According to their website, Lockheed Martin has long supported LGBTQ plus inclusion through affinity groups, business resource groups, leadership forums, and community initiatives. Oh, their Pride Business Resource Group celebrates this commitment. And Lockheed Martin participates in various events like Orlando's Come Out with Pride. So ridiculous. I do also want to say it's very funny to me that this anti-woke website is using the term LGBTQ plus and not like gay people or, you know, something even more, you know, there's,
but they don't,
they're
have
using
the
woke terminology, huh?
But they don't have the IA in there.
You're right. It's a little behind.
That's I'm
IA is woke.
I'm fed up. Now, the next time I want to buy a Javelin anti-tank missile, I am not going to a woke company like Lockheed Martin.
So here are the companies that are not woke. And wouldn't you know it, you haven't heard of any of them.
Yeah. Is there anyone that you've heard of?
Well, they can't get anywhere in this woke world run by Democrats. Marxist Democrats.
Hobby Mind Connection LLC.
What is that? They have no internet presence, so we can't tell. So we're saying they're not woke.
We found they focus on selling products without pandering to the extreme left, right, are free from DEI nonsense, which, by the way, is diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Well, they probably have two employees.
Right.
They're both white. Exactly.
So they're both white.
Kinda, you know what? This feels to me like these quote-unquote not woke companies got together and were like,
yes,
you know what would be a good way to get ourselves
100% yes.
Rob, go down for a second, look at this photo they have on their ad, keep going down, there's like an ad underneath there, look at all the, look at the people they chose for this, that has to be AI, right?
Is that Kristen Bell? Like, Rob, have you seen this band in concert yet? It looks like someone you'd go see. They opened for LCD Sound System last year.
I don't like that you can't sort by wokeness. By wokeness, like, you know, you can only.
Yeah, what kind of design is this?
It's sad.
Look up Hobby Lobby.
This website might be compromised by the woke agenda. Can't even sort.
No
Hobby Lobby.
Nobody submitted Hobby Lobby.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. That's a good one. Or do you not want to know, Rob?
Okay.
Don't pretend you don't know how to spell it, Rob.
C-H-I-K. C-H-I-C-K.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, 100%.
I think it's C-H-I-K, no C.
Oh. Really?
Wait, what?
I think so. C-H-I-K.
All right.
Isn't it? No?
I thought it was C-K.
Well, there's nothing. It's
Chick. Oh, yeah, you're right, Darren. It is C-K. So they don't even have every company?
No.
Is this still in beta mode or something? Like,
I think they've just abandoned it at this point. McDonald's isn't even on here. Get out. Okay.
Yeah, McDonald's was on there. That was in their like little tweet.
The search is very weak.
Yeah. Rob, maybe you need to start working for these people, help them out, make the site better.
Would you take their money at a good rate to if it meets your standards?
There's no job listing. Oh, and I see. And so in their footer,
you didn't answer the question.
No, I would not work for this company.
Okay. If they paid a fair wage, I meant.
No.
Okay.
Wow.
They would have to pay me like seven times a fair wage.
Oh, okay. But you would sell out. It's just a certain price.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. There's a our diversity.
Oh, I bet this is going to be funny when you click through.
Yeah, they just click. It's a Rickroll. It just click. It leads to YouTube.
Yeah.
What's the joke there?
That they don't have one.
Yeah.
They don't have a DEI program.
I thought their DEI program was YouTube somehow.
No.
It really goes to a Rickroll.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, well, look up Metal Injection. Kyle in the chat has a good point. Let's see.
I didn't know you meant a literal Rickroll.
Let's see. Metal Injection not listed.
What about the parent company? Oh, we already looked up Lockheed Martin. I'm sorry.
That's right. All right. Rob got a free javelin with the sale of metal.
Parking in Park Slope is a fucking bitch.
Not anymore.
Not with the javelin, yeah. Let's check in with our good enemy, Ian Watkins.
Oh, no.
Ian Watkins was in the news this week. And if you're new, Ian Watkins, the singer of Lost Prophets, went to jail for a very long time for incredibly disgusting acts with literal babies. Like, I'm talking toddlers. Like,
toddlers or less, like infants, I think.
Infants, even. Yeah.
1 year old, something like that.
Yeah, just insane. Like, these groupies would come to get close to him. They would let him molest their babies.
Apparently, what he did, it's disgusting and it makes me sick to even say it, but what he did was he'd go to a delivery room. And he'd lay down on the floor underneath the mother with his pants down, and the baby would just fly out and land right on his cock.
Horrible.
That's how fresh he liked them.
What a groomer.
Disgusting.
With the umbilical cord still connected. How did I let him in the hospital?
His dick as a cock ring.
Where's Lost Prophets on the woke website? Can we check that?
There needs to be a site like this just to see how pedophile your band is.
It'll be like the same like user interface. It just kind of change a few words on the.
Like, is it just like Led Zeppelin where they'll fuck like a 17-year-old groupie, or right. Is it like Lost Prophets with
that's
fuck
the
a 17-week-old baby?
Extremely pedo. Lost Prophets is extremely pedo.
Michael Jackson.
Mostly pedo. He had a few relationships with adults. Diana Ross. Well, she pedoed him, right?
Well, how did they actually hook up? I can't imagine they actually hooked up.
I thought they did. I thought they, well, they went on dates.
Wasn't that just like him getting like various beards?
Was it?
That's what I always assumed that all is like with Madonna. She said they never had sex or anything.
No, but I thought it was Diana Ross like grooming him. Maybe he wasn't interested, but like she was.
This is Diana Ross, admittedly before my time, so I'm not too familiar with that lore.
I could be mixing it up though.
But anywho, this active pedophile.
Well, not anymore. Hopefully, well, that we know babies in jail.
It's true.
You get the right guard. You know, who knows?
Take your daughter to work day.
You got to fit the baby in between the bars. That's the hard part. They won't open the door.
Babies are pretty small. They'll fit.
Oh.
The guards will let the baby in, but they won't open the door. That's facilitating too much. You got to figure it out on your own, buddy.
You got to have a moral code of some kind.
Yeah, exactly.
Ugh. So here he is.
How did people not know that face belonged to a pedophile beforehand?
Well, it looked like this before. It looked even more pedophilic.
I mean, come on.
Lost Prophets pedo.
No, they say pedophile. In the UK, they say pedophile.
Lost Prophets pedophile Ian Watkins paying for protection in Monster Mansion after attack. The disgraced former singer of the Welsh rock band Lost Prophets reportedly uses his money to buy both friendships and his personal safety after a brutal stabbing in 2023.
Well, thank goodness he's okay.
A prisoner has claimed evil former rocker Ian Watkins is paying for protection at HMP Wakefield after being stabbed with a sharpened toilet brush. That's got to be so embarrassing. You know, like, man, this guy spent all this time sharpening a toilet brush.
Right.
And now am I get infected? Like, Well, you don't have to be such a pedophile.
How are you going to clean the toilet now? It's dangerous.
Yeah. And now he's going to have a dirty toilet.
Oi, why are you approaching me with that sharpened toilet brush, oi? Trying to fuck a baby here.
This article goes on to say that there's a book about the prison that notes that rough justice is particularly likely to be meted out to pedophiles in prison.
Rough Justice is your favorite porn series, isn't it, Rob?
It's where the cops get gangbanged. Watkins, with no lube.
That's what makes it rough.
The lube is the previous person's cum.
Oh, come on, Sid.
Also, it's like a human centipede situation.
It's very
it's a pump and dump. There we go.
Isn't that what they do with crypto?
Watkins, the former singer of the Welsh rock band Lost Prophets, suffered severe but non-life-threatening injuries after being taken hostage in 2023. He was beaten and stabbed by three inmates at the Monster Mansion, which is the funny name for the prison.
I played that game as a kid.
Yeah, loved that shit.
Convicted sex offender still reportedly has access to money, of course he does, and spends his time buying both protection and friendships after the attack, which was reportedly over a 900 euro drug debt.
It wasn't even let's fuck up the pedophile. It was it's fine that you're a pedophile, but you owe me money. Wow. All right.
A prisoner revealed to authors he is hated by many, but as HMPW is mixed, VPs and high level gangsters, drug importers and organized crime, they just take money off him for his safety. And they continued, he has spent thousands on protection. The recent stabbing was a reminder that he needs to pay. He took an amount of spice off a prisoner with a prisoner value of 150 euros. Because it was Watkins, he was told he owed 900 euros. He was high and refused to pay. Therefore, he was stabbed in the side using a sharpened toilet brush.
I dispute this story. I happen to believe that he was stabbed because the inmates at this prison like good music.
The inmate explained the process behind money exchanges, which are easily done in prison. An individual first obtains the phone numbers of the friends or family of the person they're paying. They then give the numbers to their own family over the phone. And the individual's family then contacts the other family and sends the cash via bank transfer.
I'm not sure if I knew someone who was in prison that I would want my name and number given to other people that are in prison.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like gang members' relatives.
Oh, here you go. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm surprised that Watkins still has people willing to do this for him. You know,
probably
like
still a groupie.
Is it a family member? Yeah, or like a groupie, you know? And if it's a groupie, is it her money or his money? You know, like
that's crazy. I'm sure he still has a lot of money. I mean, they made money, right? This is a fairly popular band before all this shit happened, right?
And I'm sure there's still people that listen to them on Spotify and whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I still listen to Michael Jackson.
There you go.
You know. I don't go out of my way to listen to Michael Jackson, but if it's on, it's still a bop, you know? Like it's uncontrollable, you know.
The prisoner said that Watkins paid a Liverpool gang member 1,000 euros to use a phone, a smuggled phone, and when he got caught with it, he had to pay 5,000 euros. This is fact. I know the guy who lent him the phone. Watkins is on C-Wing at HMPW. His work activity is education. He buys protection, and his recent stabbing was due to a drug debt. He is considered vile among other offenders because of his involvement with sexual offenses against babies. He pays for protection. Despite his abhorrent crimes, Watkins still has, quote, many female fans and receives letters from a lot of females. Unreal.
Wild. Do you think they like shit talk the attractiveness of various babies to like make themselves look better to him? Like, what can you
look
do?
Look at my ugly baby.
How can a grown woman compete with a baby? It's like a completely different playing field.
Do you think he had like standards? Like, that baby's way too ugly for me. Get that thing out of here.
I guess it would depend on like how much actual experience he had with babies. Because I'm guessing at first he's probably just like, hey, any baby you got, I'll take it. Wow, I'm getting babies. But then after a while, yeah, I'm sure you develop preferences within the field of babies. I don't know what they would be. Like,
does it have all 10 toes?
Yeah, how chubby the arms are. Like, I don't know. Did he care about the gender of the baby, or did it just have to be a baby?
The nipple was slightly off center. Get out of here!
This is a boy, baby. I ain't no fuck.
Yeah, right? Like,
oh, that's perverted.
Yeah, right. Imagine.
What are you thinking, bringing a boy baby in here?
Fine, he can watch. Leave him here.
That's still a little weird, but all right.
Gotta learn sometime.
Whatever.
These are
That's
questions.
That's definitely not Welsh we're doing, by the way.
No,
yes.
Like no, we're just doing cockney. Everything is cockney.
Yeah, it's more fun.
Sharon Osbourne.
I like money.
Have we ever actually heard Ian Watkins' speaking voice?
Let's find out.
Rob, yeah, there's got to be like old Metal Injection clips of you interviewing him.
Oh no,
son of a bitch! No, we've never interviewed him. He was
unattainable.
You should have done it in a diaper to get him interested.
I don't even want this to be in my YouTube history. Though. Okay, yes, I can.
You're researching, just like Pete Townsend, was it?
Yeah. But this isn't even that.
Yeah.
This is just...
A band were best known at the time for their gimmick of having two drummers, and are now they're best remembered for being fronted by a twatty-wigged paedophile. Turn off the light.
Oh, that's it, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
How to open your car door...
Oh, no, an ad!
How does that happen?
When I go,
You went rogue to look up this thing. I get it.
Yeah.
Could I break in right now with a live as the show is happening RIP?
Oh, no.
RIP Dr. Ruth.
Oh, she was still alive. I can't believe she's still alive.
I did not know she was still alive, but she was a peach. She was
how old?
96.
Okay. I thought you said 86.
No,
I would have never believed that. I hardly believe 96, honestly. She looked 75 like 40 years ago.
Yes, 100%. She did.
Ian, coming to you now. Anybody there that stood out for you?
Not really.
No.
This was him watching the I Think You Should Leave Baby of the Year competition.
Huh?
Not one.
Well, it's all right. I mean, like I said, that Joss Stone had a good voice, you know? And the Franz Ferdinand video was good. But.
Which one was least favorite?
I'm ashamed to say it, but he looks kind of cute in this video. In all those other photos, he wasn't doing it for me.
He looks like a regular guy. He looks like a regular. He's not in his stage getup and all that. He looks like a regular dude.
Yeah, he doesn't look like a pedophile.
It's really frightening, though, that like someone like he's like a charming guy, like answering that question, and then someone like that is fucking raping babies, man. It's frightening, off-putting. Can you do that one? I just saw the related video that says Ian Watkins live reacts to toddlers and tiaras.
What?
No, I made that
joke. Oh, I was like, did I miss that? All right.
We should have known from that video.
That will be his OnlyFans, though, if he ever gets out of prison.
Got to make money somehow.
Or like... You know how, like, I guess a thing people do on OnlyFans is, like, they send in pictures of their dick to get rated by, like, the OnlyFans person?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what if people send Ian baby pictures of themselves to get rated? Aren't you curious if you were a fuckable baby?
I am, actually.
I'd like to know.
I'm a fuckable baby.
I was a very attractive baby.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
I was a hot fucking baby.
Same.
I got some sexy baby pictures of myself.
Oh no! Any tub shots?
No. I don't know. I'm not saying none were taken. I'm not in possession of any.
Okay.
I was not a tub girl.
Oh.
Good to know.
This feels like vintage live cast right here. This feels good. This is like content we were doing like a decade ago.
Throwback.
It's like comfort food.
I have most of my younger photos are like from like three up. I don't think I have any like literal. I have probably one literal baby picture. I'm in a blanket.
Oh. Rob?
I'm looking through our links here and... For some reason, this is captioned Japanese Rob.
Oh, yeah. This is the picture of the Japanese wrestler that I saw that I was like, this looks like you if you were Japanese.
Oh, Toroyano.
Toroyano.
He looks like college Raba, basically, if he was Asian.
Yeah.
I guess I could see. I do I do make this face a lot.
And the hair. Just the hair, the chin.
Yeah. He's awesome, by the way, this guy. And yeah, nice. Wow. Even more so.
Now you're a little too streamlined, but like young you, this is 100%. Mm. Also, I think young you is this guy's name, right?
Toriano, show the man respect.
He's like the comedy guy. He's like he's always trying to win matches by like handcuffing someone to the railing outside and getting a count out, or there's always some goofy gimmick, like he's trying to not fight.
Is he a face or a heel?
It's like I would say also like a comedy heel, because he cheats all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess it depends who he's wrestling. Yeah. Like if he's facing a face, he will do more like heel cheating tactics.
I feel like if Rob was a wrestler, he would be that type of wrestler. So even in that way, it sort of matches up.
He kind of almost in a way created his own genre of match, because you have to be quick on your feet with him because you don't know how he's going to try to cheat to win. So
Has he ever squared off against Orange Cassidy?
This is a dream match that they refuse to give us. Not yet. They have yet to square off. For some reason, they haven't brought Toriano to the States when they do the crossover shows. I don't understand it.
What's great is when G1, which is like a massive tournament. So it's like around Robin and everybody fights everybody. And it's like there's all the greatest stars of Japan are in it, and some Americans and other countries. But also, like, everyone has to fight everyone, so everyone has a Toriano match. And they have to do, like, 10 comedy matches with, the greatest wrestlers. And they have to come up with 10 different funny things for Toriano to do, which is great.
That's pretty cool.
He also comes to the ring and hawks his DVDs. And he's like he does a well, I don't know if he does it anymore, but he did do, like, a DVD promo for his whatever DVD he just released of himself as he's walking to the ring. Very funny.
Dusty Rhodes Muffler in the chat, very disrespectful, says if Rob was a wrestler, he'd be in the Oddities.
Oh.
Very disrespectful.
It'd be Kurgan.
Who else was in there?
John Tenta in a mask. Who else was in the Oddities? Luna Vachon was in the Oddities.
The Insane Clown Posse.
Right.
Were they really?
Yeah. They joined onto it. They weren't in the original audience. Wow. I think.
Here's the original.
Yeah. Kurgan
I guess Kurgan looks like he could be like my Uncle Gana or something.
The guy on the left is John Tenta with a mask.
Is that Giant Gonzalez?
No.
No, that's the Yeti guy, right?
Oh.
No, is it? No, Yeti was Giant Gonzalez. Who is that? I don't know.
Let's see. We'll go back. But
this is a tangent.
Here's them with ice.
Is that George Murison? Wow, with the ICP, look at that.
Oh, Giant Silva, that's who that was.
Oh yeah,
he was a Japanese wrestler.
Is he still alive?
The ICP joined. Yes. They latched on to this thing. They latched on to this.
Yeah.
And what was?
Well, I think WWE latched on to ICP.
Right.
Yeah, like that kind of thing.
They're promoting themselves they joined up with this group. But what was, I'm trying to remember what John Tenta's name. It was something with a G. What was his name in this?
Golga.
Golga. Golga.
It's my aunt.
Golga Meir.
Tanta Golga.
I still remember, Rob, when we way back in the day went to a Ring of Honor show in Philly and ICP did a run in and got booed out of the arena.
Yeah, they got a don't come back chant.
It was fucking great.
And they were supposed to be baby faces, right?
Yeah, and they got, I believe that was edited off the DVD.
Oh, wow.
They were so embarrassed. But like, I believe this is here it is. This is the clip. We were here.
Oh, wow.
Hold on.
I don't think.
And because Ring of Honor used the worst cameras, this looks like it came out 10 years before it actually did come out.
22 years ago. Jesus Christ. We were like on the other side of the ring.
Yeah. We're to the right of the camera.
Yeah. Oh,
we're on this side.
This really looks like my old wrestling that I used to do, like in the dusty ass gym in Brooklyn.
That's why it felt like the equivalent of seeing Fugazi at like a VFW hall, where it was like the best performers at the smallest shittiest venue.
Sweatiest venue.
It was so fucking cool.
Anyone who could never get into WWF because they had some kind of drug charge or something.
Yeah. Or they fucked a baby one time.
They must have thought like this crowd will love Insane Clown Posse. Where was this again?
Philly.
Philly.
And so you're in Philly, you got all these like degenerates and lowlifes. They probably thought this is they're all juggalos. And really it's misunderstanding a Ring of Honor crowd because they just love the wrestling.
What it was is that ICP had a signing like 2 hours before, and we're like, hey, we're going to be performing at this wrestling show. Come on down. And I remember like 20 or 30 juggalos showed up into the crowd.
And they were and so they left.
They were so mad that ICP was getting booed, and then they left after. So Ring of Honor got their money.
I'm not anti-Juggalo, and I'm not even anti-ICP.
I will go one step further. I am pro-Juggalo, and I am pro-ICP.
Well, I was going
They are allies.
I was trying to make a point, though, which is I'm not against them at all. I am against them in this context. I don't think they need to be doing... Well, wrestling is... They had their own wrestling show. So you want to do that, do that. But this was like shamelessly promotional and lame and didn't fit what they were what the show was doing. So they didn't belong on this show. But
and
I am
like, also, I think part of the negative reaction was like everybody there was like such a Ring of Honor loyalist that all of a sudden people from some other promotion showed up and it's like, fuck you.
But they're also kind of a joke in wrestling. They're like they're not like serious wrestlers like like Ring of Honor.
Yeah. I'm kind of blown away at how skinny Violent J is.
He's so much this is early days.
Hey, it looks like Kevin Owen.
I always thought there was something cute about Shaggy too.
Oh, no.
Something I couldn't quite place a finger on.
Which one is he, the bear or the twink? I always forget.
The twink, obviously. Well, who would I find cute? Come on, there.
Well, that's what... No, I thought you were going against you by saying, I always found something cute, even though he's not my type.
But yeah. All right.
Wild. We're so old. 22 fucking years ago. God damn.
I just saw something that Rob and I and Alan, our friend Alan, went to in 2005. I found some pictures of that. And that was the ECW show when this was 06 when they tried to rebrand it as under WWE. And I found some pictures from that.
Arena? Yeah, oh, really? You gotta scan them in or whatever.
Yeah, that was like 18 years ago.
Jesus.
Horrible. Yeah, that's just crazy. It's just crazy to me that all my great memories, like I have 5 years of barely any memories now, you know, like the last 4 years I didn't do shit. And then like all the time frame that I did do fun stuff, it's like further and further away. I guess a big part of the last 5 years not doing shit is COVID, but it's over now. Well, it's not over now, but it's, you know.
Right. You're allowed to go out in the insane pandemic that's still going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just that my social battery has waned much further.
You're doing a lot of stuff, man. BJJ and swimming and all this shit and going grinder dates 4 times a week.
That's not true.
Will you cut that down too?
I'm not going out 4 times a week when I have a
boyfriend. They come to his apartment, Darren.
Yeah, and then they come to me.
I thought you had to. You don't go on dates at all?
I definitely don't go on dates.
You know, I don't mean, I'm saying a grinder date, a hookup. I'm saying a date, not like you sit down at a restaurant.
No, like when he's out of town mostly.
Yeah, I don't want to misunderstand and ruin your relationship. I thought you had an open thing where you together, you love each other, but you can have sexual relations.
That's correct. Okay, but but it's like I wouldn't flat leave my boyfriend to go.
No, I wasn't implying that. Dude. Yeah, I wasn't implying that. I just thought you had sex more than you were saying.
You said, I don't know.
Well, 4 dates a week was me doing hyperbole on a comedy show. I never really thought that, but you were doing it more before than now, though, weren't you? You seem like you never go anywhere.
Wait, what are we talking about? What are we talking about?
You seem like you're saying you don't do that anymore. And I remember you doing it a lot when you revealed to us that you were gay. You said you were having a lot of sex.
Well, when I revealed to you I was gay, it was like a while ago now.
Do you mean on the show?
On the show. I shouldn't have said to me. Oh. I knew before, but I meant on the show.
Yeah. I guess, but no. I have a few.
I'm not trying to be critical, man. This seems like you're getting sheepish. I didn't mean
no, I'm not.
I mean it in a bad way at all.
I'm trying to dispel any misconceptions.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
We do have an open relationship that is on the table, but it's not like I'm not actively. I guess I would not actively would be not true. Like I seek it out occasionally, but it's okay.
Is there someone under your console right now?
Yes.
Oh, naturally. But that's his houseboy. That doesn't count.
Lawrence is out of town this week, so what do you expect?
Oh, you said his name.
Oh.
Have I not said it before?
I don't think so.
I don't remember you saying it on the show. But.
Oh, okay. There you have it, folks.
In a month, how many, on average, how many of these hookups would you do?
Let's say if your dude is out boyfriend. Of town for a week, during that week, how many hookups?
Like one or two, maybe.
It's reasonable.
But that's also depends. It's like it's a lottery. Sometimes it's depends on scheduling, my scheduling, their scheduling, just the luck of the draw of Grindr. Like who's
that's way more than I would do if women dating worked like that. But I don't know.
Why is that?
I have a less of a sex drive than you do.
It's a little compulsive.
No, I didn't. Again, I didn't mean it critically. I'm just being honest.
Though, like why I do it.
I just wanted to be clear. I didn't say you were compulsive.
Dusty Rose Buffler asks, "Are you looking for a unicorn? What does unicorn mean in this?"
That's
context?
A third party that is like in a sort of sexually accommodating to a couple as a unicorn.
Oh, I see. No, not really. We've done it. We've like. Played together, but it's usually in like a public setting, like at a club. Bar, or at a club. Yeah,
Biden but rally.
We haven't invited anyone over yet.
Imagine the scary.
We've considered it. It's just the situation never has yet to arise.
Who could what type of person is at this point is enthusiastic to go to a rally for Joe Biden? Like I understand holding your nose and voting for Joe Biden. I wouldn't criticize, I wouldn't do it, but I understand and support the reasoning behind it. You know, that's fine. You don't like Trump. That's reasonable. But to be like, I fucking love Joe Biden. Like who can say that? Like you gotta be demented like Joe Biden.
People do it. They show up. I don't know, man. I can't understand ever going to a political rally under any context. I know, Darren, you went to see Bernie one time.
I went with my ex-wife and my mother at Brooklyn College.
Ex-wife.
When he kicked off his 2020 campaign in February.
And that's like, if it's walking distance, if it's a candidate I love and it's walking distance from my apartment, perhaps.
Yeah. You wouldn't have gone because it was about 10 degrees out.
Oh,
and Bernie came out with his big ass old man parka. But there was some great Nina Turner gave a great speech there. There's a whole bunch of speeches. Who was the other? Sean. What's the guy's name? The political columnists. Sean. Can't think of his last name right now. Anyway, there's a bunch of nice. There's some union guys gave speeches. I am here in Brooklyn College. He had to kick off my campaign. Man, I was thinking the other day we would have been in the wrapping up the second term of Bernie Sanders.
Has he weighed in on Biden running versus not running?
He's pro Biden running.
Biden is the president. You cannot take away his presidency, and he has the right to run if he wants to run. He has done a great job.
Jackie Mason.
That's a non-answer answer. Fair enough.
Yeah.
But he always says like Joe Biden has done a great job for the United States of America. You know. He always boosts.
He's a team player.
My good friend Joe Biden. He team player. He would have been the fucking president if he wasn't a team player. No. Jerk off. Stand up for yourself. You campaign for the guy who cut. Like I understand once, if you run and then you lose, and then it's politics. You say, I don't want Trump to be the president, so I'll support Joe Biden. But he surrendered. First he surrenders, and then he goes and campaign harder than Joe Biden campaign. Like, to me, there's something distasteful about that. Like, have some balls, you know? Go to the finish line. Then if you lose, then you can. I would overlook all of that. You know, okay, do the thing, you know. Guy fucking couldn't wait to Dre dropped out in April. Like, the fuck out of here. The fuck out of here. Bunch of fucking tyrants.
Definitely feels like a clown in costume.
Literally.
Do we have time to thrash or trash your listeners' song? Before we get to our own playlist picks. So this is from Zebra Dyslexia in the Discord. He has a band named Swarm, and he sent a link of a song that they did, that he wrote, about if Chris Benoit started a daycare. So we can listen to the song, and then I have the lyrics that I will recite after we listen to the song.
Okay. This one is about Chris Benoit. And if he decided to start his own daddy daycare.
Okay, so what are the lyrics?
Okay, no. So here are the lyrics.
I mean, it's like we're not gonna.
Yeah, we are the music. We already got it.
Okay. Yeah, we got it.
The lyrics only went half a minute.
Innocence lost in the daycare's dread. Children's cries echo the walls painted red. Daddy's descent into madness unfurls. Innocence lost in a nightmare world. Twisted toys, their eyes void of grace. Innocence shattered in this unholy place. Screams in the cribs, a cacophonous choir. Daddy's daycare, a funeral pyre. Darkness consumes as the walls close in. Daddy's despair, the origin of sin. Innocence buried as the blood moon rises. Daddy's daycare, where evil reprises. Oh my God, Daddy killed him. Oh my God, Daddy killed her. They're all dead. Daddy killed them.
That's it. That's the end. Okay.
Yes.
Who wants to go first?
You could go first, Darren.
Why do I have to go first? Well, the main attraction here is the lyrics, right?
Yes.
So this is, I like it. I like it. And it's well crafted. It's eloquent. It's gruesome, which is what they're going for. I give it an A+ on all that scores. I'm going to deduct a half a star. Just because there's no like Chris Benoit content. I was hoping for like he puts them in a crippler crossfade.
Yeah, there's nothing truly specific to Benoit.
Yes. So if I 5-star lyric minus the expectation created by the Chris Benoit motif that was not lived up to, but 4.5 stars, and that equals a thrash.
I think I'm exactly with you. That's pretty much, you pretty much nailed it. That and the fact that given the genre of music, if it wasn't for the explanation before the song plus the lyrics, we would never know what it was about. Even if there were specific Benoit references in there, we wouldn't be able to pick them up.
Right.
But that's inherent in the music. I can't really blame them. They made this choice of genre. They're sort of locked into it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm with Darren. Robert?
Yeah, I think it's clever. I give it a thrash. I'm with you. I agree with what you guys are saying.
And the band is Swarm. I believe they are Wisconsin based. So check them out if you live in the area.
And thank you for that submission. And he's a very good, very good contributor to our Discord, which is a lot of fun to be in.
Yeah.
I feel a little bit derelict in my duties participating because I've been very busy over the last 2 weeks, but I'll try to get into Discord more. A lot of fun time. If you're not a part of the Discord, get in there.
You can get the link at RIPLivecast.com. And what does RIP stand for this week?
Well, I said it was for Dr. Ruth.
Oh, that's right. The early RIP.
RIP a lady.
Ruth is passed.
And I want to talk about our Spotify picks every week. We each pick a song. We throw it on our playlist, the RPL Livecast Music Break. 697 songs, 46 hours, 35 minutes of jams.
So next week we'll reach 700. Mm-hmm.
And my pick this week is the Pixies' Monkey Gone to Heaven. And the reason I picked the song is as I was setting up the episode, I realized this is RPL Livecast 777. And then there's a... that means we're God now, right?
Because well, no, God is seven, not 777.
Yeah. Well, the three of us, we're all God.
Wow. Okay. I like that. And thank you for not picking the Bloodhound Gang parody of this.
Oh, I didn't realize that was a thing. I didn't know that either. I'll have to look it up.
You know, that was like their first big hit, that Roof is on Fire song.
Oh, that's
they referenced the That Must Make Me
Oh,
Seven.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. But yes, If the Devil is Six. So that was why I picked it. Sid.
Anytime I'm having a particularly hectic week, the lyrics to this song pop into my head, and I realized we've never had a Biggie Smalls song on the playlist, which is stunning, and we're all derelict at our duties. And this is not my favorite Biggie Smalls song, but for some reason, this one pops into my head more often than others. It's from the first album. It's called Everyday Struggle. So if you're having a tough day, listen to the song and hear about his tough day. Darren, what's your pick?
My pick is That's All by the great band Genesis. And I could have gone with the more hipster era of Genesis that people tend to go crazy about. But
Gabriel?
I really fucking love this song. And it was a big hit for them, but I don't care. I love this song, and it brings me back to a moment in time where I was very happy. So, and I love Genesis. I love both eras of Genesis, but for different reasons.
I've never really listened too much to the Peter Gabriel stuff. I should, mm-hmm. but I've just never gotten around to that.
Okay. I prefer the Phil Collins era, but they're both great. You know, it's a very different vibe. Let's put mm-hmm. it that way.
All right. And of course, if you want yourself a little more live cast, you can hit up our Patreon, patreon.com/RIPLivecast. $5 a month gets you access to all of our 5 years of bonus episodes. We have lots of fun episodes, episodes like this that are more timeless with fun, silly links. We have watch-alongs, listen-alongs, interviews, cool stuff in there. Lots of fun. And you're supporting the show, directly contributing to the show, which we appreciate. And we also appreciate our top Livecast fans of the week. Those are folks that donate $10 a month, and they get a shout out at the end of the show, which is right now. How are we doing it?
You're going to tell us where each of these people rank on the wokeness scale.
Oh, Eric, very woke, very woke. Pharmaceuticals. He wants to help people.
Probably gives out the vaccine.
Probably puts it directly in the arm.
Oh my God.
Benjamin, mildly woke. Dan R, very woke. That R, you know what that stands for.
LGBTQR.
It's true. Chasseur Sassoucets, Massachusetts, typically very woke.
And French.
Lando Danks, weed, not woke.
Weed is not woke?
Wow. LaCroix, very woke. We need sugar water. Put the sugar in the water. Corey and Scotty H, they're too young to be woke. They're not woke.
They're taking the sugar out of the water. Water needs sugar. Do we need sugar in the water?
Aaron, with a name like Aaron, you know you're very woke.
Could be male, could be female. We don't know.
Could be NB. Don't ask me. Douglas, who are you, Levison? I would say not woke. Jander, very woke. I've seen those posts in the Discord.
Wow. And,
Randy Blad. I would say not woke. Blad is not woke.
No one who has ever said Blad seriously in the world is woke.
It's probably true.
I did authentically say "bliad" recently. I forget. Really? I forget what the scenario was, but like it was like "bliad."
You mean like to a Russian person though?
No, just to myself. Like I said it to myself.
Wow.
And I call myself, and I had such a good laugh that I like.
Is that a first for you? Yeah. Even going back to your childhood?
In a while. Yeah, in a long time. Yeah, for sure.
Goodness gracious.
All right, folks. Aaron. Aaron's a girl.
I know you're a girl. That was a joke, but based on the gender fluidity thing that conservatives say, I know you're a girl. Just kidding.
We love you, Aaron. All right. That's our show, folks. We're going to be back next week, probably at our regular time of 11 a.m. Eastern. Until then, we love you. We kiss you. Bye-bye.